In Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions this morning for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, and give us a call right now if it's safe to do so at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you got into the office a little early this morning, or maybe you're getting ready to head out the door and waiting for that rush to pass on by, love to hear your questions this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Mention the website, by the way. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic email you get once a week with a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also linked to the most recent podcast. Again, CJ and Malia come to us from Kloss Financial, and they are our retirement planning professionals. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. It's slow going out there.
It is. It is. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Yes, it's going to be a little different this afternoon and tonight with the kiddos out. That is for sure. We've got an action-packed show with a lot of great information ahead. We're going to be talking a little bit about the amount of debt people may be carrying on into retirement and a little bit some of the information you need to know about that, about having a plan in place. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. You got a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Tell you about a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Just a little pro tip, though. Typically, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And so before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks, everyone, for listening last week. Our question was, what is the average length of retirement in the United States? It was multiple choice, 18 years or 30 years? The correct answer was 18 years. Congratulations to our winner, Robert of Madison. You know, I'm really pleased when I get to see the demographics of who listens to our show. Mm-hmm. And Robert is 95 years young. So
awesome.
Thanks for listening, Robert, and all of you who called in last week.
Really good stuff there. And we'll do a new Kloss Quiz Question a Week this week as well on the program. Again, they've got a fantastic prize for a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, of course, we talk a lot on this show about planning for retirement. And, of course, one of those issues that comes up, I think, is a lot of people say, well, the amount of debt that you may be carrying on the balance sheet, that's probably a pretty big conversation, isn't it?
It is. So as you're out there driving in this nasty weather and you've tuned into this station, or who knows, maybe you're at work listening right now, you get to hear us beat the drum of becoming debt-free before you retire. Listen, as we all found out in 2008, debt makes the world go round. Having debt isn't necessarily in and of itself a bad thing. It's the amount and type of debt that you carry. But we're going to isolate debt to the conversation of debt in retirement or debt as you approach retirement. And the question becomes, is this a good or bad idea? And in general, the theme is no, it's not a good idea to head into retirement with debt. Not that you can't retire with it, but it will just limit your options. Matter of fact, if you listen to what we would say is the primary guru out there for kind of debt management would be Dave Ramsey. He says, and we would agree, that debt steals your income, and your income is your greatest wealth-building tool. So if you want to build wealth, you've got to limit the amount of debt because debt steals it, right? So it's a pretty simple concept. But again, for many people, debt continues to be something that really does hang on, and we'd like to suggest reasons why you should be debt-free heading into retirement. So step number one would be set up a plan. Really, we encourage, listen to Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. It kind of goes through step by step, building up an emergency reserve, paying down all your unsecured debts besides your mortgage, and then putting more into your emergency reserve, putting money into a 401k. It kind of just gives you, you know, little bite-sized pieces of how to build a stable financial house. Mm-hmm. And then number two, think through paying down debt versus saving for retirement. This is where people sometimes, as they go through those steps with Dave Ramsey, they kind of reach a breaking point where they say, hey, I've got a little in reserve. I've paid down my credit card debt and high interest unsecured debt, but what should I do now? Because shouldn't I be putting a boatload into my 401k plan? And the answer is generally, it depends. It depends upon where you're at in life, your age, but in general, we really want to see you eliminating that debt. But don't miss the opportunity to get a match. Here would be one area that we'd very slightly differ than from Dave Ramsey. He would say, commit every dollar towards your debt, period. We would say, if your company's giving you a match, don't miss that piece. Because if, you know, said another way, if you came into my office and I said, hey, for every dollar you put in, I'll match you. Like, I'll give you a 100% rate of return today.
Which we won't.
Yeah. Thank you, Malia. Thank you. You know, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. I don't know interest rates on credit card that are 100% a year, right? So you get my point. That's a pretty good investment. But then, you know, another thing that comes up as we think about this debt elimination heading into retirement is people will say, hey, you know, I listen to your show. I think you're right. I'm getting close to retirement, but I don't have the income or the excess cash to pay this off. So what I'm going to do is go get a 401k loan. And we go, not the best strategy. And here's the main reason why. We get the numbers on this, right? We live in this space. But it's more the risk that you're adding to your equation. First things first, taking on debt to pay off debt just sounds wrong to me. But then secondarily, in the 401k space, if you lose your job, change jobs, or just are simply laid off or retire, you have 60 days to pay that back. Otherwise, you're paying tax and a penalty.
Oh.
And so it's a huge risk. You're taking on a loan that's, yes, it's a low interest rate loan to pay off maybe credit card debt. I get the math on that. But now suddenly you lose a job and you are up a crick. And the problem is, what did you do with that money? Well, you spent it. And so now when Uncle Sam comes a knocking for that tax and penalty, you have no money to pay it with, and boom, you're back into debt again. So be careful with those 401k loans is another place we see people making mistakes.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can always find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also pick up the phone and give them a call, set up an appointment. That initial appointment at Kloss Financial is not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we talked earlier too, CJ, real quick, our winner from last week for the Kloss Quiz Question Week, 95 years old, and that is not all that uncommon. So when you're planning for this stuff, of course, making sure that, you know, people live a long time, thank goodness.
They do. So that's another option is, you know, people want to, well, I've heard this saying, kids today want to live their parents' lifestyle at 20 that their parents are living at 60.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And so said another way, in retirement, people want to retire today at 60 with the same amount of money as their great-grandparents did at 60, but their grandparents died at 70.
Yeah.
Right? They will live more than likely to 90 or 95. And so it is this risk of, do you have enough money, because your longevity now is way beyond what your great-great-grandparents was.
Really good information. As always, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they would love to talk with you this morning. If you can safely make a call, give us a call right now. Love to hear from you. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Mentioned a little earlier to all the great information available to you at the website. Another great thing there is you can submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll actually be reading a question a little bit later on in the program. Again, you can submit your question right at Kloss's website, klossfinancial.com, which is K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. clossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about debt, let's talk some numbers when it comes to debt. When we kind of generalize Americans, what kind of debt and how much are people carrying right now as they're heading towards retirement?
Yeah, so first of all, just clarification what total household debt means. So obviously we're talking about mortgages, student loans, maybe car loans, your credit cards, of course. And so what we looked at was the Center for Microeconomic Data. They presented a report this past January, and they said that at the end of 2018, total household debt had increased by 1.4%, which doesn't sound very big when we talk percentage, but number-wise, $192 billion just in the second quarter. So we're talking about overall consumer debt in the neighborhood of $13.8 trillion. So again, these numbers are so big, but how does it relate to us personally? So we looked at various age groups. And so for the clientele we are speaking with, those looking at retiring, ages 55 to 64, they're actually carrying more than $100,000 of average debt, actually $108,000. So as we approach 65 to 74, that number drops off, again, on an average, about $66,000. So that's why this is really a serious conversation, because just recently I was speaking with people in retirement, and they're carrying well above that amount. And so, you know, when most of your Social Security is going to pay your mortgage every month, that can be a very difficult situation. So hence why we spend so much time talking about eradicating debt, because this really, really could pinch you as you enter retirement. So we wanted to give you some ideas of how to stray away from debt. And quite honestly, again, this goes back to what CJ is discussing with Dave Ramsey's ideas, his little plans, is first of all, stop. Just stop adding to your debt balances. It sounds simple, but it's obviously not, because people can't get past that first step. Just stop doing it. Remove your credit cards from your wallet to reduce your temptation to buy things you really can't afford. You know, we live in a plastic society, and most of our children don't even understand what real cash is because they've never seen it. They've only seen plastic. Utilize a debt reduction calculator. You can go to bankrate.com to figure out how to extinguish your debt faster, to give you some ideas, or sit down with your financial planner and they can certainly assist you. Prioritize. Pay off that high-interest credit card debt first. And so now yesterday we saw, you know, interest rates go down a little bit across the board. And so when we see when the Fed does that, people are like, okay, well, maybe it's not so bad. My debt's not killing me as much as it was maybe a year ago. But the point is, debt, as CJ pointed out, is never a good thing, especially as we approach retirement. Pay your bills on time. Late payments are going to create fees and further increase your debt balances. And understand the current interest rates I just mentioned, how they're going to affect your particular debt. We're going to go into detail on the different types of debt you might have and what the current interest rates are associated with that. Just keep that in mind, that you may be looking at maybe needing to restructure the debt you have in order to get out of debt.
Fantastic information, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, as well as submit a question for our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, we'll go to the corner next. We'll also talk a little bit, as Malia mentioned, about the different types of debt. We'll do that, as well as our Kloss Quiz Question Week. Action-packed segment ahead right here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as mentioned before the break, different types of loan and different types of debt. let's talk a little bit about some of those interest rates we're seeing for those different types of debts.
Yeah, so we'll just go by category here in terms of the type of debt and then the interest rate associated with it. But let me just simplify this for you as we're going through it from the top. Unsecured debt means there's nothing to collateralize against it, right? So if you default on that debt, meaning default means you don't pay or don't have income to pay, there's no way for that debt issuer to reclaim that debt, right? Whereas if you have a home and you default on paying off your home, they just go repossess your home and sell it, right? So the interest rate of collateralized debt is lower because it's less risky than the interest rate of uncollateralized debt. So of course, is there any collateral to back up credit cards? And the answer is, well, maybe the clothes and the furniture, that's all worth like $0 a day after you buy it, right? So the general answer is no. So we're going to start with credit cards. According to the Federal Reserve's data for the first quarter of 2019, the average APR across all credit card accounts was 15.09%. This is the highest rate since 1994. The average credit card interest rate for new offers was 19.24, and for people with existing credit, it was 14.14, which is just unbelievable, by the way. Because what's fascinating about this to me is people will save into their 401k and not pay off their credit cards, and I go, wait a minute. We're hoping to get 7 or 8% in your 401k, and you're keeping your 14 to 19% interest rate credit card. As you can imagine, it just doesn't make much sense. Now, as it relates to home loans, the second category of debt. Now, again, these are collateralized loans. As of October 23rd of 2019, the average home rate for a home loan in the United States was 3.99% for a 30-year, 3.54% for a 15-year fixed, and just 1 year ago, this was sitting at 4.7% for a 30-year. So long story short, I mean, you remember 3, 4, 5 years ago when we were in here, rates were really low. They spiked a little bit a year ago, and now they're back down. So if you didn't get on the kind of refinance your home mortgage train, and you're sitting somewhere above that 3.99% 30-year mortgage or 3.5, 15, you might want to consider looking at a refi. And then auto loans, the national average for a U.S. auto loan interest rate is around 4.21% for a 60-month loan. But here's what's crazy, folks, as it relates to auto loans. First off, we would be on the camp with Dave Ramsey that you should be buying vehicles with cash because these are not investments. These are depreciating assets. You do not want to buy a depreciating asset with debt. That's just a bad idea. But if you're forced to, then try to pay it off as quickly as possible. Well, do you know what the most common form of auto loan is? It's the 60 to 72 month auto loan. And if you were to actually calculate your remaining debt versus the value of that car, there would be many times that you are underwater because the loan life is too long for you to be above water. So bad, bad idea. And then finally, student loans is kind of the final category of debt we look at. And according to NerdWallet.com, current rates for companies like Education Loan Finance and SoFi currently offer rates between 3.14 and 8% interest rates. Quick FYI about student loans. Student loans fit into the category of uncollateralized debt because last time I checked, you can't collateralize somebody's brain, right? But so you go, well, why are the interest rates so low between 3 and 8%? And the answer is because the government subsidizes it. There is no way on the private market to offer a 3 to 8% interest rate on a student loan unless the government got involved. So interesting facts about debt.
Amazing numbers there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. On the website as well, you can submit a question as part of the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, now is time for that Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. One person asked, Tom wondered, he says, I'm about to retire. Is it a good idea to put all of my savings into safe investments like bonds?
Yeah, so the short answer is no. Hopefully you're hearing that. although you should definitely be looking at reducing your stock allocation in retirement. So, Tom, we appreciate the question. It's a common question, but it's not a wise move probably to get out of stocks altogether, because regardless of our low inflation rate that we're currently enjoying, over historical times, we found that, 3% is pretty much the average amount of inflation, which is why you need to keep some stock positions there. So let's say you have $1 million nest egg and you take $50,000 in annual income and you invest that all in bonds. Well, the problem is, obviously, with inflation in 20 years, you're not going to have that same purchasing power with that same amount of dollars. So we know that stock investments can generate income and allows you to grow your income stream over time. As we've talked about, you possibly having a longer retirement than you planned. We want to make sure that you have perhaps equities in your portfolio, albeit a smaller amount to keep up with inflation. But thanks for the great question.
Really good stuff. As always, don't forget you can submit your question as well online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can also learn more about Klaas Financial on the website. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win this week's fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What amount of debt on average do Americans who are age 55 to 64 currently carry? Is it less than $50,000 or more than $100,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to the Olive Garden. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment. That kick of the tires at Klaas Financial. Their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. Great talking to both of you guys. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.